to get ourselves in the game, to make it competitive. We didn't, weren't able to accomplish any of that. I went for it. That was all my call. Twice on fourth down, thinking that we needed to do something to engender a lift for our sideline, since it had all been one way, and that did not work out either. So, it was very, very disappointing. We were excited to come in here. They had lost a game the week before and didn't play very well. They were excited about playing today. They won 10 straight in here, and now it's 11. So, you know, we didn't play well. We didn't stop the run, which they really, quite frankly, had not been running the ball much. But we didn't stop the run, and we weren't able to do anything with consistency on offense. That's something we had talked about coming in here, that we had to, all three phases had to take a step to the next level instead of go forward and step back. Unfortunately, we didn't play well enough and stepped backwards.
Tom, how much do you think of the events of the last 2 days weighed your players down?
There's no excuse for what happened here this afternoon. We're all greatly saddened by what happened in Connecticut, in Newtown, Connecticut. And we all felt terribly about it. I'm sure the whole nation does. It's not just us. But being close to home, it did. The players were greatly upset about it. Many of the players have young children, so they could empathize with the parents of the young children that were killed. So there's no one that escaped the effect of it, but that's not an excuse for why we played like we did today. Consistency, that's the word I use, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm shocked by it, but what happened? Where are they? Where were they? And they did a good job. Don't take anything away from them defensively. They reeled us in, and they stole that ball early on us. You know, Samuel, same old guy. And then later on, DeCoud made a nice interception as well. And so they were able to do some things up front that allowed their secondary to play the way they did, and got a couple of interceptions on us, which really kind of took the wind out of our sail.
Tom, you talk a lot about destiny. You talk a lot about destiny. Your team is not in control of destiny.
Well, we have two games to play. There's a lot of pride, a lot of character in that locker room, and we have to come back from a devastating loss and shake it off somehow, in some way, and come back as competitors. And with great pride, prepare ourselves for a very difficult game next Sunday and to follow. So we have two games scheduled left. Unfortunately, we're 2-2 in this six-game schedule, and we needed to be better than that. Okay?
Anything else?